Good morning. I greet you this wonderful morning in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It is indeed a great pleasure and a great blessing to be able to speak with you on this wonderful morning. I call your attention to the Gospel according to St. Mark. The Gospel according to St. Mark. And in the Gospel according to St. Mark, let us begin reading at verse 9. The Gospel according to St. Mark, beginning reading at verse 9. And it came to pass in those days that Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized of John in Jordan. And straightway coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens opened and the Spirit like a dove descending upon him. And there came a voice from heaven, saying, Thou art my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. And immediately the Spirit driveth him into the wilderness, and he was there in the wilderness 40 days, tempted of Satan, and was with the wild beasts, and the angels ministered unto him. Now after that John was put in prison, Jesus came into Galilee, preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God, and saying, The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye and believe the gospel. Mark chapter 1, verses 9 through 15. Mark chapter 1, verses 9 through 15. Let us pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen. Let us return now to the Gospel according to Mark, chapter 1, verses 14 and 15. The Gospel according to St. Mark, chapter 1, verses 14 and 15. Now after that John was put in prison, Jesus came into Galilee, preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God, and saying, The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye and believe the gospel. The Gospel according to St. Mark, chapter 1, verses 14 and 15. For a short time today, my friends, let's worship together using the topic, the continuity of the gospel of Jesus Christ. The continuity of the gospel of Jesus Christ. We see in these passages that have been read that John is ministering, and then John is put in prison. And after John the Baptist is put in prison, Jesus comes, and according to Mark, he preaches, "The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye and believe the gospel." Once again, verses 14 and 15 say, "Now after that John was put in prison, Jesus came into Galilee, preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God, and saying, The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye and believe the gospel." The gospel according to St. Mark, verses 14 and 15. The continuity of the gospel of Jesus Christ. The continuity of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Some of you perhaps have been led to question the veracity of the Bible, the truthfulness of the Holy Bible. Some of you have been led to question the truthfulness of the gospel of Jesus Christ. But since John the Baptist began his ministry, there has been a continuity of the preaching of the gospel of Jesus Christ. John, the forerunner, came and announced Jesus. That was God working. After John was put in prison, Jesus came from Nazareth to Galilee. Well, frankly, what happened first is that before John was put in prison, Jesus came and he was baptized of John. So there was apparently a part of his ministry that at least connected him and John in terms of his ministry. John had disciples and Jesus had disciples. And so once John began ministering, there was no gap in the ministry of the gospel of the kingdom of God. Here's what I mean. God sent an angel to Zacharias, and he was told that his wife Elizabeth would bear a son, and that occurred. God sent an angel to Mary, who became the mother of Jesus, and she was likewise told that she would be with child and would bear a son. And God let it be known to Joseph, even her husband, her espoused husband, that the child's name was to be Jesus. And it was done. And once the ministry of John began, there was also at some close proximity of time the ministry of Jesus Christ. His ministry may not have been as public at first as that of John. John was in the wilderness, but he came and he baptized people. And then he baptized Jesus. And now Mark is saying to us that after John was put in prison, Jesus came into Galilee preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God. And my contention is that the continuity of the gospel of Jesus Christ has been totally there. The gospel has been preached ever since this time. Jesus came from Nazareth into Galilee. He was baptized of John. John was put in prison. And Jesus began preaching the gospel, saying, the time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye and believe the gospel. Now, this is very, very important for us who are human beings, because here we have the Son of God who has come to planet Earth, and now he comes and issues this great, great, great statement. The time is fulfilled. This is the time, he says. The time is fulfilled. The kingdom of God is at hand, and you all repent and believe the good news of Jesus Christ. And so we have the words of the Lord Jesus Christ himself as he offers salvation to all of us. He says, repent and believe the gospel. And we see here that in verses 16 and 17, it says, now as he walked by the sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and Andrew, his brother, casting a net in the sea, and they were fishers. And Jesus said unto them, come ye after me, and I will make you to become fishers of men. That is Mark chapter 1, verses 16 and 17. Let's read that once again and consider it. Now, as he walked by the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. And Jesus said unto them, come ye after me, and I will make you to become fishers of men. The Gospel according to St. Mark, chapter 1, verses 16 and 17. So we see here even this continuity of the purpose of God. The time is fulfilled, as Jesus says in verse 15 of Mark chapter 1. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye, believe the gospel. And then he goes and calls people to offer the gospel, to continue the preaching of the gospel of Jesus Christ, which is we are to repent and believe the gospel. There is a continuity of preaching, a continuity of the gospel from that very time. And here, 2,000 years later, at the first offering of this particular worship service, there has been a continuity. And the same command of repent ye and believe the gospel is made and given to you. It was given to me, it was given to you. Repent and believe the gospel. That's the process of salvation. Repent of your sins and believe the good news of Jesus Christ. Repent of your sins and believe the good news of Jesus Christ. That's how you get to heaven. Repent of your sins and believe the good news of Jesus Christ. And those of you who end up missing heaven, you will have no excuse, because the process was, repent ye and believe the gospel. Repent and believe. Repent and believe. Repent and believe. Some would say, well, the demons believe and tremble, but they won't repent. Satan wouldn't repent. There's no record in the Bible, as far as I know, of Satan having repented of his sin. God pronounced a judgment on Satan, and he was cast out of heaven. So this is to us. Jesus said the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye and believe the gospel. That is the gospel message. In that statement found in Mark chapter 1 verse 15, what is the gospel? The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye and believe the gospel. And my question to you today, my friend, have you ever repented and believed the gospel? Have you ever repented and believed the gospel? And if you have not, this is your opportunity. This is your opportunity to repent and believe the gospel of Jesus Christ. It is not rocket science, as we often say. It is a simple process of taking faith in the Word of God. Repent and believe the gospel of Jesus Christ. Jesus made it very simple. He didn't have to give a full dissertation. He just said, the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye and believe the gospel. If you need more information on it, I'll read to you then from 1 Corinthians chapter 15, which is a, perhaps, I'm not going to say a more complete account, but it's the Apostle Paul's account of the gospel of Jesus Christ. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, it reads thus, "Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also ye have received, and wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved, if ye keep in memory what I preach unto you, unless ye have believed in vain." Once again, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 2. "By which also ye are saved, if ye keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless ye have believed in vain. For I delivered unto you, first of all, that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures, and that he was seen of Cephas, then of the 12. After that he was seen of above 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remain unto this present, but some are fallen asleep. After that he was seen of James, then of all the apostles. And last of all, he was seen of me also, as of one born out of due time." Verse 7 of 1 Corinthians chapter 15. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 7. "After that he was seen of James, then of all the apostles. And last of all, he was seen of me also, as of one born out of due time. For I am the least of the apostles, that am not meet to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God, I am what I am. And his grace which was bestowed upon me was not in vain, but I labored more abundantly than they all, yet not I, but the grace of God which was with me. Therefore, whether it were I or they, so we preach, and so ye believe. Now if Christ be preached that he rose from the dead, how say some among you that there is no resurrection of the dead? But if there be no resurrection of the dead, then is Christ not risen. And if Christ be not risen, then is our preaching vain, and your faith is also vain. Yea, and we are found false witnesses of God, because we have testified of God that he raised up Christ, whom he raised not up, if so be that the dead rise not. For if the dead rise not, then is not Christ raised. And if Christ be not raised, your faith is vain. ye are yet in your sins. Then they also which are fallen asleep in Christ are perished. If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable. But now is Christ risen from the dead, and become the first fruits of them that slept. For since by man came death, by man came also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive, but every man in his own order, Christ the first fruits, afterwards they that are Christ at his coming. Then cometh the end, when he shall have delivered up the kingdom to God, even the Father, when he shall have put down all rule and all authority and power. For he must reign till he hath put all enemies under his feet. The last enemy that shall be destroyed is death. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 1 through 26. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 1 through 26. And so we see what I would call another account. I'm not going to say it's a fuller account. I'm not going to say it's a more full account of the gospel than what you and I read in Mark chapter 1. Even though Mark chapter 1 seems to be just a short passage, as far as I'm concerned, it is just as full an account of the gospel as is 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 1 through 26. Jesus merely says the time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye and believe the gospel. And that's my word to you. Just repent and believe the gospel. That's why my sermons are so simple. My sermons are very simple. You've heard very complex sermons, and that's wonderful. And you love those complex sermons. I even love them. But I don't try to make mine complex. My word to you is what Jesus says. Repent and believe the gospel. Repent and believe the gospel. And when you listen to me, you hear me in so many words preach this, and then I say, be baptized. Be baptized and God will send people to help you. And there has been this continuity from Jesus Christ to this very minute. I could even say from John the Baptist to this very minute, there has been no gap. The gospel of Jesus Christ has been preached to someone or some ones all the period from what we see here in Mark chapter 1. To this very minute, the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe the gospel. And the Apostle Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 that apparently people can believe in vain. And he says, he mentions in the early part of 1 Corinthians chapter 15 that it is possible that one may have believed in vain. Are you one that said you believed the gospel but didn't really? And you no longer believe the gospel? Did you believe in vain? And if you did, now's the time to come back and repent and believe the gospel truly, in sincerity, with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your strength, with all your soul. Repent. Repent of your sins. Understand, as the Bible says, that we were all born in sin. No one was born into heaven after Adam and Eve. We were born in sin. And one might ask, well, what happened to all those people who died before Jesus came? And the Bible tells us that Jesus Christ's death and resurrection also reached back to take care of those people who died in faith in the Old Testament. Even though there was the law then, if those who died in faith in the Old Testament, their sins were also covered or taken away by the death of Jesus Christ. So not only did his death take care of the sins of those who were alive when he died, who were alive there, who saw him and who were on earth then, not only did his sin, his resurrection, his death and resurrection pay for future sins, your sins and my sins, or for the original sin, but it looked back. The Bible tells us that it looked back, and those who died in faith in the Old Testament, before Jesus was born in the flesh here on planet Earth, his death on the cross looked back to take care of them, and they too are in heaven. Those who were on earth before Jesus Christ came in the flesh, those who died the physical death before Jesus Christ came in the flesh, if they were already believers in God, in the Word of God, if they were believers in the Word of God, even the words of the prophets of old, if they were believers in Moses and the prophets, that is the Old Testament scriptures that we have now, if they died in faith, if they died in faith in the Word of God, if they, when they lived, if they took faith in the Word of God that they had then, when Jesus Christ died on the cross, that got them certainty and surety into heaven. You may ask the question, well, where were they until he died? And that is not a topic that I would want to discuss right now. But the Bible tells us that their salvation came, although they died physically before Jesus was born physically on planet Earth. But those who died in faith, their salvation was assured by the suffering and death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And that's one of the reasons, my friend, that even if you don't understand the Word of God, it is important to believe it. Many of them who died before Jesus Christ was born in the flesh perhaps did not understand all of it, but they believed the prophets. They believed those who preached the Word of God. They believed it, and because they died in faith, they're saved. They're in heaven, but those who did not die in faith, then they get no such justification and no such salvation. So even if you don't understand all of it, you should be able to understand Mark chapter 1, verse 15, where Jesus says, "The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye and believe the gospel." Mark, that's St. Mark, chapter 1, verse 15. So even if you don't understand it all, it is important that you believe what Jesus said. Even if you do not understand it all, it is important that you believe what Jesus said. Once again, and most people don't understand everything the Bible says. You see, some people will say, well, I would believe, but I don't understand. We all know that many people don't understand everything. I'm not going to say that there's no one who understands everything, but most people that I know don't really understand everything the Holy Bible says. But this which Jesus says here in St. Mark chapter 1, verse 15, is very easy to understand. The time is fulfilled. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye and believe the gospel. He declares that the time is fulfilled. He declares that the kingdom of God is at hand. He commands you and everybody, you, me, and everyone, to repent and believe the gospel. Declarations and commandments. The declaration is the time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye and believe the gospel. Very simple. Jesus didn't make it complicated. The time is fulfilled. the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye and believe the gospel. That's where you begin, my friend. Repent and believe the gospel. Repent and believe the gospel. That's how I got saved. That's how all who got saved, we may not have said it in those words. The church I was in when I was saved as a young man, they instructed me to say, "Oh Lord, save my soul. Oh Lord, save my soul." That was an acknowledgement that my soul was not saved. It is important for you to acknowledge that your soul is not saved and ask God to save your soul. Repent and believe the gospel. Repent and believe the gospel. You were not born saved. And there has been a continuity of that gospel to this very day. There has been a continuation of the preaching of that gospel. There has been a continuation of the preaching of that gospel to this very minute. There has been a continuity of the preaching of the gospel, which says, "Repent ye and believe the gospel," the good news of Jesus Christ. Repent and believe the gospel. And this, by the way, occurred before Jesus was hung on the cross during that time. Repent ye and believe the gospel, which tells us that the gospel was actually preached before he was actually hung on the cross, though he's the lamb that was slain from the foundation of the world. The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye and believe the gospel. The continuity of the gospel, the continuity of the gospel, the continuity of the gospel of Jesus Christ. The continuity of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And the gospel says, "Repent ye and believe the gospel." Let us pray. Father God, help someone who did not understand to understand at this very moment. Help someone who has not repented to repent at this very moment. Help someone who has not believed to believe at this very moment. And cause that repentance and that believing to be the eternal blessing of eternal life for that person when that person eventually is called from earth to the heavenly reward. Oh, Father God, oh, Father God, help them to repent and believe the gospel. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Once you know that you are saved, my friend, contact a Christian minister and our ministry. Request and receive Christian baptism. Christian baptism is very important. The Lord will send people to help you. Let us look unto the Lord and be dismissed. And now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen.